Hello, everybody, and welcome to In the Doll World, a show spotlighting the passion and the people of the doll community. With your host, Georgette Taylor, former vice president and co-founder of Big Beautiful Dolls, and Tammy Fisher, owner of Curiosity Teach Dolls and Collectibles. Join us as we talk to and feature fascinating new dolls and doll artists, from avid collectors to repainters, redesigners, and all the people in between as they share their journeys, give us glimpses into their processes, and what propels their passion and drive that help to keep the doll world moving and shaking. Here are your hosts, Georgette and Tammy.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us on In the Doll World. I'm Tammy Fisher, and I'm here today with my lovely co-host, Miss Georgette Taylor.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. And today's special guests are Sherry Fretto and Peggy McChesney of the Professional Doll Makers Artist Guild.
Hi.
Hello, ladies. And so today's show, we're going to talk about the Artist Guild, and they also have a virtual convention that's going to be coming up. So we want to talk about that convention so that you'll know what to expect. And we're excited to be part of the convention. We're going to be one of the sponsors, and
yes,
we're excited. Yes. So let's start with one of our basic questions. Why don't you give us a little history?
Okay. I'll give you some history, and Peggy will tell you about the benefits that we have.
Okay.
I became vice president of the guild about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And after a few years, I became president. At that time, Jack Johnston had owned it. He started the guild in 1991. So next year, the guild will be 30 years old.
Wow. That's nice.
And about 5 years ago, he retired, so I took it over. And Peggy and I run the guild and have a lot of fun doing so. So I'll let her tell you about the benefits. Her voice is a little bit better than mine.
So. Sorry you're having problems with your voice today.
I don't have the list in front of me, so we'll see if I can do this from memory. But the benefits of the guild, there's so many of them. And I think the biggest ones, I'm going to start with the biggest benefit for me. I started mm-hmm. in the guild as an apprentice in the apprentice program. So for me, at that time, that was the biggest benefit because I had an opportunity to learn how to sculpt better than what I was doing at that time. And it was fantastic.
So I'm going to interrupt you just for a sec. So yep. Just so we make sure that we explain what it is. What is the apprentice program?
The apprentice program is a program where artists that either are just learning mm-hmm. Or want to improve their sculpting skills can join. It's online in Facebook, and it's a safe place for people mm-hmm. to learn. It's a private place for people to learn, and we have mentors that are there that help give critical feedback to help an artist get better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So that's how I got into the guild, and there's a major benefit. But there's other benefits to include the fact that you have a page in a website where you can advertise your dolls. There's discounts that you can get mm-hmm. from different places, like for clay, for instance, or supplies, for instance. Members of the guild get published in our international doll magazine. So they get priority publication in the magazine. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a couple other things I'm not thinking of. Sherry, you want to jump in there?
We usually would have get-togethers at the shows, but now that the coronavirus is something that we may live with for a while, we started an online show this year.
Okay.
And that's coming up
October 15th. In addition to that, I was going to add, all members also belong to a private Facebook group separate from the Academy, which is called a workshop. And in there, you have access to every single member in the organization. So you can share pictures with people, ask for feedback, just get information about the guild, just a variety of different things. So that is also another benefit.
So you don't have to be a professional doll maker, do you, to be part of that? You can actually start your journey in creating a doll by being part of the art guild. Okay.
You can actually, like, again, I'll use myself as an example. I started out as an intermediate artist in the in the apprentice program. Some people start out as novices. It just depends on where you are in your sculpting skills. And I am now considered a professional doll artist. And then I'm an advanced doll artist, but I think I'm being pushed into the professional category. And then from there, you go on to a master doll artist.
Oh, okay.
So there's different various levels that you can be.
Okay. All right. So that's pretty cool.
A yearly goal contest, which a lot of the members join to show their favorite pieces that they've produced the previous year. And we give away anywhere from 35 to 50 awards some years. Oh. So I think it's probably the largest one-of-a-kind doll contest in the world. I haven't seen any quite as large as ours, but it's very popular.
Okay. All right. I like that.
We also have tutorials and such in our workshop group and in the apprentice program. We have a lot of tutorials on anatomy and how to do things. So that comes in quite handy. And you have access to master doll artists from all over the world that you can ask questions and they'll answer your questions. There's also, we give critiques if you ask, if you'd like a critique on your doll. Last year we started with the goal contest and actually all of the entries were critiqued after the contest so that they could see where they need to improve.
Oh, that's great.
Yes,
yeah,
so
nice. Cool. Yeah. And so I just recently joined the apprentice program, so I'm working on my first doll. And I'm excited about it. And I really like the program. I like being able to share my artwork and to have people tell me what I'm doing right, what I could do better. And it's really supportive. And we also have small classes that are led by the more senior people, like Sherry's leading my class. And, we're learning from very basic. I had never sculpted anything. So I'm, working on my first doll face and I'm so excited. It looks like a face.
That's so great.
It's just great to, I just wanted to give a shout out for the group. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah, and you should. I appreciate it. It helps people to see, what goes on. So.
Yes, yes. So, go ahead.
Convention coming up. And in the convention, we've included artist interviews, studio tours, virtual tables, interviews with artists. There's probably over 300 dolls for sale that will be on the site. So this is our first year, and we have over 70 artists that are going to participate this year. So I think that's real good for the first year.
Yeah, I think that's exciting. So there are going to be a number, because they're artists, there are going to be a number of one-of-a-kind dolls that are being sold.
Yeah, and actually they're all one-of-a-kind. You can't sell it if it's not one-of-a-kind. Either one of a kind or a reproduction of your own sculpt.
Okay, so 300 basically one of a kind dolls available. That sounds exciting to me.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, yeah. And so I know that from being part of the group and seeing some of the different artwork, you have from the dolls that are like the fashion doll looking dolls to the little quirky looking dolls. I've seen, someone made like the doll face the witch face with, the nose. Yes. And there's fairies and animals and BJD dolls and, sculptured like figurines. It's the whole gamut of dolls. So if you're a doll lover, this is going to be a great convention for you. And you also get a chance to hear interviews with some of your favorite doll artists. So you get to do that. And like she said, you're going to go to some of their studio tours.
That's nice. Yeah. Studio tours would be nice to see.
Yes.
Also have forums. Is that what you call it, Peggy, with the polymer clay? There'll be different
Q&As.
Q&As. Would you explain that?
Okay. There's going to be, and there's different categories, but there will be polymer clay, fiber, like needle felting. There'll be, I think, a paper clay one. I don't remember exactly what they all are, but they're different mediums, and they're Q&As. So there'll be 3, 4, 5 artists in that Q&A, and it's just for people to ask questions about that particular medium.
So is it going to be a live, sorry?
Zoom.
With mixed media and paper clay also.
Yeah. Okay. It'll be and Zoom. They will be done.
Okay, so it's going to be Zoom. So people, so the audience can join in and ask the artists questions.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. So it's not going to be pre-recorded. That's wonderful.
Yep. So we have the Q&As, which is live. We're going to have some presentations that'll be live on Facebook. Most are going to be recorded. People are recording them. What I think is really neat is they're doing, and I've seen a couple of them, so that's why I think it's so neat. It's they've gone through like studios, people's studios, and it's, whether it's here in the United States or overseas, you know, we've got people from all over the world doing this. Nice. You get to see the difference in the environments that people work in. And you know, from the very elaborate to the small little spaces, it doesn't matter. It's really neat.
That's pretty
cool. That's exciting. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and gosh. So your conference, is it, I know it's virtual. So how much are the tickets?
It's free.
Free.
Okay. So that's good for everyone to know that it's going to be free.
Yep.
It's free okay. for the artists, and it's free for the people that would like to attend.
Okay.
Nice. It's a wonderful opportunity for people to see the one-of-a-kind art world because it's unique. It's as you were saying before, it's such a variety of different dolls that people make. And I may be partial, but I just think the one-of-a-kind art world is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I've collected dolls for years, but this from a one-of-a-kind perspective, just it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know you said you collected dolls. How many dolls do you have in your collection?
Oh, gosh. I've never counted, but it's got to be at least 1,000.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Tammy. Maybe she's giving me a run for your money. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's giving me a run for my money.
Maybe that's an exaggeration.
That's a lot. My running joke is, I bought my last doll for the 50th time. I'm always like, this is it. This happened, and this is now I have the doll that I always wanted. And then I see another one. And now I always wanted that one too.
I have to admit, I've been buying a lot of one of a kinds because one, I like them, and two, I know the people. So then it's even more like, oh, I really want one of their dolls. It's,
yeah, that's true. Funny.
Yes.
That's funny.
And I think I find that too as a, so I don't know if you know our history, but Georgette and I are, Georgette did make a doll like 20 years ago, but I'm a doll lover. And with this doll show, we're meeting, small doll creators, big doll creators, people around the world. I mean, we're meeting all these different people, and I'm finding that I'm starting to have more feelings for the dolls that I have, because I'm being able to link them back to the people who created them, as well as, meeting these new people and saying, oh, I would really like to have that person's doll in my collection, just because, I mean, not that the doll's not fabulous as it is, but, you have this person who's fabulous. So it's really great to be able to meet and see the people and to see the studios where they're creating things. And,
yeah, that'd be really neat.
Yeah.
Like have that people idea. Coming from overseas to participate in the show. So we have an interpreter.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Because they don't speak English. So that's going to be fun. I think from Russia And one of our artists actually owns a museum. So
wow.
He's going to
That's
show.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of gals from Italy that are going to participate. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So the interpreters that you have, are they in the United States and they're going to interpret over Zoom or? Wow.
Yes.
People are getting so creative with Zoom. It's like, how did we live without it?
I know. They're actually members of the guild. So we have the interpreters handling the overseas interviews.
That's beautiful.
So everybody can participate.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what makes this so great is, you know, normally we only participate at Quinlan, and which isn't anymore, but the Quinlan Dow Show. And it's just the people that could go. Now we get to participate with people all over the world. I just find it exciting.
Like, what's your like favorite part of the show? I mean, what's exciting? What are you excited about from the show?
I think I'm excited to meet all the artists in person because okay. You see pictures of their dolls or pictures of them, and we'll be able to talk to them. We have mixers at night. Okay. We're having a mixer every night. So the artists will come in and we'll get to meet them. And we have, I think, almost 40 door prizes that we're giving away throughout the show. So I'll be going on Facebook Live and drawing the names and announcing the winners. And so it'll be nice. There's actually even a couple of dolls in there and a lot of supplies.
Yep.
So will the drawings be open to the people who are attending, or is it just to the artist? Okay. So do the people need to register so that they can make sure that their names are included in some, you know, in the giveaways?
There's a Facebook group. It's called Professional Doll Makers and Collectors. And there's a form going on there, I believe, this week.
Okay.
Register for the drawings. The groups will be on that site. The rest of the recordings will come directly from our convention website, and that's called pdmagconvention.com.
That's where the convention will be shown. And to sign up for the giveaways, you need to go to the Professional Doll Artists and Collectors Facebook page.
It'll be available there, and I believe it'll be available on the website, too. It's pdmagconvention.com.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, just want to make sure that people have the correct information. Okay, that sounds great.
Yes, so that will be fun. I even made a doll to give away. So.
Oh, nice. Peggy, did you make a doll for the show? Or you have dolls that are going to be in the show? Okay. Okay. You're doing the behind-the-scenes work. I keep hearing about how busy you all are. So I'm sure you're very busy doing this. Okay.
Yeah, we all have different roles. I'm not so much with the convention. I do the magazine, so that keeps me pretty busy.
Do you have a digital too? That can they digitally download it as well? Yeah. Okay. That's nice to know.
InternationalDollArtists.com.
Oh, okay. No
magazine. Artist singular or plural?
No. Plural.
Okay. Okay. InternationalDollArtists.com.
You gals are coming to the convention?
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to be doing a interview.
That
we're going to be that's going to be posted and shared, and we will also be there. And so we're really excited about the convention, and we're super excited. This will be our first chance to be a sponsor. So we're excited about being able to not only do the interviews, but to be able to be part of the doll community in a way that we're helping to sponsor something that we think is really important. So we're excited about this convention.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for inviting us.
Thank you for joining us.
World of broadcasting. It's been exciting.
I wanted to say thank you too.
Thank you for joining us. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm glad I'll appreciate all the amazing work that you guys do for artists out there, and you know, continue to have a space that's opened up for people who don't even feel like they can be an artist yet. But you welcome them in, and I think that's really important. So we appreciate that.
Yeah. And we'll work with them until they achieve the title artist.
Very nice. That is so cool. Yes, that's very nice. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us on In the Doll World.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to In the Doll World. Me and Tammy really hope that you enjoyed the show. Please don't forget to share our podcast with other doll enthusiasts such as yourself. And if you would like to leave a message on how you enjoyed the show, or you want to suggest any guests that we should interview, as well as share information about what's happening in the doll community in your area, please know that you can reach out to us at georgette.inthedollworld@gmail.com and or tammy.inthedollworld@gmail.com. Also, if you want to see some of the photos we will be posting of our guests, as well as the dolls that they talk about on the show, please visit www.inthedollworld.com. And until next week, add a little play into your life by collecting a doll, sharing a doll, or giving a doll a home. Until next week, thank you again for listening to In the Doll World.